Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Democratic National Convention, second day is over. And today, I think Kamala will once again be on stage. Well, she was on stage Monday. Everyone has forgotten every word that she basically stated on Monday has been forgotten. Last night, the machine kicked in. The Obama machine. And Barry is praising his wife, his lover, and she is making his name great. The crowd is mad. They were under a spell, the Obama spell. It was evident if you could handle watching, if you were able to force yourself to watch. Lies, lies, and more lies. It's politics. Obama politics. Powerful politics. The favorites of the Democratic Party, the Obamas. The family that is adored. They forgot everyone. Kamala's Monday appearance was swept away, washed away. They don't remember. But they won't forget last night. And then last night, Harris was speaking elsewhere. She didn't attend. And the Obamas won't attend tonight when Kamala once again takes the stage. The Obamas won't be there. The machine, the engine of the party will be, I think, back at Martha's Vineyard. You can see the favorites. You can see the favorites of the Democratic voters, the Democrat voters. He is likable, and I've stated many times, they would like to, if there was a way, somehow, some way, to bring him back. We would have reached nirvana. The rejoicing. The saviors of the world have returned. And I don't mean Jesus Christ. He's the darling of the Democrat voters. And even some of the Republican or the media that lean toward Republican, conservative, they were actually stating that his speech, oh, they liked Michelle's, and they liked Obama's, Barry's, thought it was the way he handled the crowd. Now, you see, Barry is lazy. He is a very lazy person. When it comes to sports, he's totally engaged. But in trying to remember his lines, no. He must use the teleprompter. Look left, a half a sentence. Look right, complete the sentence. Look to the left, start a sentence. Look to the right, complete a sentence. His head, left, right, left, right. He looked like one of these little plastic, it's a clock where the eyes will shift left, the eyes will shift right, just back and forth. That was his head. He's a lazy person. He's eloquent, and I don't know who writes his speeches. I know he's involved, but is it Valerie Jarrett? I don't think the Clintons are involved. I'm not sure it's even Barry, but I listened each word, and the different words that he used were, I say, demonic. They were well thought out. And you can tell with his vitriol, with his hatred of Donald Trump, and hatred that Donald Trump was more liked, accomplished more than Barry did in his 8 years. It hurts. Barry, just like when Hillary Clinton lost the debates, she knew she had lost, and she has never recovered. And Barry, he knows that Trump reversed many things that Barry had attempted to accomplish. Barry's strategies did work, though. The changes in this country that have taken place cannot be reversed. But Donald Trump is definitely a nemesis of Barack Obama. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360. All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Run in the shadow, come on, dance with us, dance with us.
Weekdays, 11 to 1. The Present Truth on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Both hours are archived on 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section. Evenings during the week, 6 to 7. The first hour is aired on 1360 AM radio in Northern Colorado, Johnstown. And also, again, the all programs on the radio station KHNC streamed 24 hours a day on 1360KHNC.com. And the first hour of each day's program will be archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com also. Last night was the beginning of the entrance of Barack Obama. His return to the stage. He made it clear that he's comfortable in front of the public, in front of the teleprompter. He feels at home. He said he was glad to be back to Chicago. Yeah, he was glad to be back to Chicago because once again, he's on national television. So he's glad to be back in the spotlight. And you're going to see more of Barack Obama. Tonight, Kamala is going to accept her nomination to be the People's Choice. I was talking to some friends last night, and actually it was Steve Starrs that stated that he had watched I don't know if it was YouTube, TikTok, I don't know where the source was, but Kamala was not high on herself, not high on power. She was drunk. She had been drinking. And you could tell, it was obvious. She's bitten off more than she can chew. She has now entered a world, a realm that will eat her up, will destroy her. Her destruction has already begun as a person. This is too much power. This is the responsibilities, the gravity, too great. She's not made up. Psychologically, it's not in her. It's just not in her to be able to be president. The responsibilities, it's demanding. Very, very demanding. Beyond what she's capable of. She's starting to realize it. Reality has now brought fear. I believe she's in terror. I believe she is full of fear. Her laughing. There are many people that have deep psychological problems that have her type of personality. Deep, deep psychological issues. I'll give you an example. Robin Williams, hilarious, brilliant, but he had deep psychological problems. Jonathan Winters, another comedian, deep psychological problems. With the type of laughing and the way that she carries herself, I have read that her handler is her husband, Imhoff. I think that's his name. Is it Jim? Tim? No, I think it's Jim. Imhoff? He is Pilgrim Society. Been groomed by that secret society. And I think that the secret society is having second thoughts about Kamala. I've known of people, individual in Las Vegas. Her father was a billionaire, extremely wealthy. And the girl had been molested. There'd been, I think, ritual torture. She was an alcoholic. She's in her 50s. And she can barely function. So what did Dad do to keep her, to set it sedated? Not only medications, but bought her a horse. She had a horse. Every day, she had something to do. She'd spend her time working with the horse all day long. Come in at 5 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. Hide her whiskey or wine. I don't know where she got it. But her husband kept very tight tabs on her. He knew where she was at all times. He dropped her off. He picked her up. She wasn't to leave the property where the horse was boarded. And I find out that her dad is a billionaire. And he knows the Gateses. He knows Reagan. He knows all of the very important people in the world. The royals of Europe. Rothschilds. Rockefellers. And I didn't know much about the husband, but through some of the people that worked at the stables, I got the picture. She was MK'd. And the dad, she's going to inherit his billions. He had a 70th birthday party. Anybody who's who that has billions were at that party. And we realized, I did it. The others didn't. They couldn't figure out why her husband, she couldn't do anything without him. Drop her off, pick her up. They were always together. They had a nice place to live. No one knew what he had for an occupation. We had no idea what he did. Didn't know if he was, had no clue. Dad was paying him handsomely to watch the daughter. Why? Because the daughter needed to, they had to be careful who she was around so she wouldn't talk. And she had a similar personality to Kamala. But many times people that are just very, you might say, too happy-go-lucky, they have issues. I had another individual I knew just laugh all the time, laugh. Giggle, laugh, the center of the party. And one day I told her, I said, I feel that actually you are very shy. And she froze up. She just froze and looked at me. And I saw her facade had come down. I never saw her again. She was 2-3 divorces. Her children were problematic. She had vices, but she was the joy of the party. But once I told her, I said, I think you're very shy, actually. And she avoided me like the plague after that. Kamala, there are some deep, deep psychological problems with her that she can't control. Obama's on the stage last night, and the people, they brought Imhoff, her husband, he spoke. And everybody's speaking kindly of her. They appear to be genuine. Speaking of Joe Biden. Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful things to say about Joe. And here, these hypocrites have thrown him under the train. And they have stabbed him in the back. They put a horse's head. This is just an analogy. Or they put a horse's head in his bed. And they made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Now remember, who's controlling the medics? The medical personnel that are taking care of him. The machine. Those who really make the decisions. The decision has been made already, in my view. Barry has determined he cannot allow Trump to gain more momentum. And now we hear that Mr. Kennedy is thinking about dropping out of the race. And all his voting bloc are going to be, he's going to endorse Donald Trump. And he knows, Kennedy knows, though he may not necessarily agree with Donald Trump, he really doesn't agree with those that are ruling this country. He can't agree with them. He knows it. He was hoping that he could make a difference. He can't. And so now, the lady that is kind of running his campaign has indicated that he's going to endorse Donald Trump. This is another stake in the heart of the vampire. But it's not going to be enough. But one thing Barack Obama does not want to do, he does not want to face Donald Trump face to face. He doesn't want to interface or be in proximity of Donald Trump. Because, again, from a spiritual principle, Donald Trump, you may disagree with me. Donald Trump has the Spirit of God in him, and this is the one spirit that Barry Satoru fears more than any other spirit. He fears the Holy Spirit. He doesn't fear demons. But he does fear the Holy Spirit. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So the machine that is really giving the momentum to the Democratic Party in this election season, I think they have come to the conclusion that they have no alternative but to end or stop, halt, or just completely, either if they can't take Donald Trump out of the picture, then there are other measures they may take. War, a coup, a continued coup. We're in the season of the coups, it seems like. Here, Joe Biden right now is bleeding out. They've stabbed him in the back so many times, so he's bleeding out. Now, Kamala, it is, I believe, becoming more evident that she doesn't have the ability to be president. Somebody, I was listening to another program this morning, and they were saying that you put Michelle Obama, Kamala on a stage, and Kamala wouldn't have a chance. She won't have a chance against Trump. So that debate, I believe, has been canceled, or whoever she was going to debate, which she would debate him if she's going to be nominated tonight. The Democrats are in a conundrum. They know Donald Trump is still, in spite of what the media is saying, Donald Trump is still, if they leave things alone, is going to win the election. They know that. Obama in the speech last night. I know that the way that he was pushing against Trump and the policies of Trump, I know that Trump, when he took office, just really had the ability or had the opportunity to show the people of the country how Obama's policies had failed. Obama doesn't like that. And Trump reversed the things in the economy, military, no war, no conflict overseas. And Barry didn't like that. And Barry knows that Donald Trump is a major threat. But he made it appear as if Donald Trump is like shooing a little boy away. And then with Kennedy, I don't know if he's already announced it, that he's going to support Donald Trump. This is another major problem for the for this election season for the Democrats. Major, major problem. And this time, because there are so many people watching the machines in the precincts, they may not be able to swing the election through voter fraud. This is why they need ballots. They need people that are not legally allowed to vote, So there's a big problem. And the machine, they're trying to decide what can we get away with? And they're thinking, you know, we have pretty much the power. We've got the power. They'll go so far as to destroy the Constitution. Another thing, last night in Obama's speech, he kept referring to laws that are in place that are hurting the people of the country. What laws is he talking about? What laws? What are those laws? The Constitution. These are the laws he's talking about. He is subliminally telling the people in this country the laws are the problem. And there's only one law of the land, the Constitution. There are many, many little things in his speech that were indicators that he's coming back. Just his confidence and being so arrogant. And he was speaking to this country as if everyone listening, everyone in this country, older than he is, including these that have been in the political world forever, he's a father. He was projecting himself as a father, as an ancient, someone who has great wisdom, great knowledge, great understanding, that he is the only one that can turn things around, while saying that it's going to be Kamala. And he's praising her. But really, he knows she's not capable. He knows, even with all of those around her that can advise her, she cannot speak except in front of a teleprompter, just like Barry. I think his head went back and forth 500 times. But that's what he does. He's been trained to do that. There was a gentleman out of Hollywood, and I wished I'd have kept the article. I may have it. But he said, I am the individual that trained Barry or Barack Obama. I'm the man that trained Barack Obama how to stand in front of the cameras. He said, I trained him, and I'm afraid I did a great job. Because now he knows whenever he's in front of the cameras, never get excited. Keep your cool. Smile. Appear to be genuine. Appear to be caring. This guy did a terrible job. So perfect of a job that he created. What did he create? He created the perfect. I wonder, is Obama when he was in the CIA? What were they doing with him? The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale starts Thursday, August 22nd. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170. The 50-cent tree sale. Come
you
see.
Take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Fool on the Hill. Well, I'm not referring to Barry Satoru. This man is no fool. This man is lazy. He doesn't really do much except when he appears before the cameras, watch out. He is going to basically fool everybody. Then you have the Joe Biden, the individual that is going to be leaving the Hill, He has been, there's been a coup. He's bleeding out. If he's even alive, it appeared to be the real Joe on Monday night. I'm not sure it was. This, I believe, and I've been saying this for 3 years, this is the final election, presidential election in America's history. What is going to come once, and I have to present to you the truth. What's going to happen when Barry returns to power again? I can't tell you how that's going to be. Could be that Donald Trump is put in prison. Could be there's going to be some national emergency. Kamala will make a decision. She is way over her head. This is she's gone into deep water, and she can't. She's going to drown. She's incapable. She may just decide, I am going to end my election, just like Biden. I'm no longer going to run for president. Wow. And everybody's going to think, Michelle, maybe, I don't know. Barry can't come back unless the Constitution is destroyed. And if something would happen where, for national emergency, Congress decides that we need somebody with experience, Donald Trump is the guy. But they will not be allowed to pick Donald Trump. Now, they will suspend the Constitution temporarily, and just until we get through the crisis and bring Barry back in, and then once Barry has the power, a coup, a total coup, military coup. And then you have the final president of the United States of America. This is, you know, in a sense, you don't have to believe me. But I am saying that I don't see another individual on the stage, on the scene, in the room, that the, and even the foolish Republican people, this the rhino people, they would endorse Barry Satoro. They would endorse him gladly. Because so many in the Republican Party have such great wealth and status and power, and they would, whatever the catastrophe is going to be, they have to protect whatever is may be in their hand. So they would be willing to trade tit for tat, as much as they may not like him. Still, they would agree that let the coup stand, whatever is coming, let it stand, let it be. Donald Trump, I just see that he is the president that brought the eye of the hurricane. He was the eye of the hurricane during his 4 years, and even to some degree to the present. He has brought, definitely, he has, through all that he has done, a lot of the evil has been exposed. Much of what the Democratic Party has done has been found out. He was hoping to do more, but he couldn't, because the people that were surrounding him were people that were loyal to the government, loyal to the system. Donald Trump, not an insider, can never be an insider. He is playing in their game, but he doesn't control the game. Like I've stated many times, there are closed systems. Donald Trump was not allowed to be in a closed system. He knew these people, but it's a closed system. He was never to be president. And how he became president was only by the hand of God. And I mean that seriously. Only God could have arranged for Donald Trump to have been president and in power for the first 4 years. The present truth with Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Like when I was younger, we had a favorite word. Man, that's heavy. This is a heavy, heavy election season we're in. It is full of, I guess you could say, intrigue, fear of the unknown. What happens if Trump hypothetically takes office? There will be changes, definitely. And Obama knows it. And Obama was basically last night, in a hidden way, telling the voters, get out, get busy, move, don't stay home, get the machine going. Because Obama knows, now is his closing statement, get out, talk to people. Why? Because he, of all people, he knows the momentum that Donald Trump has in spite of the mainstream media. The mainstream media, the lying press, the Pilgrim Society-owned media, they are out. They have that engine, foot to the pedal to the metal, because they know, they've heard that Kennedy is going to throw his support to Donald Trump. This, we don't see, well, you know, he only has 4% of the voter block. We don't understand how just these increments, how many millions of people extra there are going to be voting for Trump. Obama knows there is fear in Obama. But I'm going to tell you something. Obama, once Trump is gone, once Obama resumes power, there's going to be only one threat to Obama. China. Not Russia. China. Russia, we're in the last months, 12, 14 months of Russia's existence as a military power. We're in the, I'd say, 10 to 12 months, 13, 14 months minimum, or maximum, of Russia being a problem to the United States of America. We are about to see major changes, and when I get back, we're going to discuss the conscription laws in many nations in Europe. The world is going to war. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone